that first coming out of Cabo was amazing. It was like a mixture of emotions because I just had this the party in, at the beach, saying just all the people saying goodbye and all the people that supported me from the sponsorship of the hotel and everything. And so I went off. It was windy, so I started going on a reach really quick. Like even the support boat, they couldn't catch me. Like they were actually saying, "Oh my God, we're not gonna catch this girl. We're gonna lose her." So I just kept going really, really quick, and I was just thinking to myself, "Okay, this is it. I don't have anything to look back to. I need to focus on what's in front of me." And the only thing I could see was just water and white cats, like from behind. It was so windy that I could see like the white thing on top of the waves going downwind. And it was fun because I was going super quick, and I was excited about it. I kept going, kept going, kept going until it got dark. So I put my light on. I put like a halyard on the boat, and so I put a light on the front, and I kept going, and I knew I was getting tired, so I started sitting inside the cockpit and just balancing the boat, trying to rest a little bit. And I was getting more and more tired until I knew I needed to rest, so I stopped the boat. And when I was going to the front to get some warm clothes, the boat capsized. And I had my bag with everything inside that was dry. It got wet. So, and I got scared because I didn't want to get or be wet the whole night. I think I had maybe 4 hours left of night, and it was cold and everything. So and I had just seen a shark like a couple of miles before, so I was like, oh my God, this can't be real. So just kept going. I was kind of scared in the beginning.